Hello. Welcome back.
Thank you. And I'm sure it goes without saying, but the luxury of actually having an off season here and having this time down, I mean, it's got to be just a huge advantage.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, last year was pretty unique. I've never been in that situation. I don't think many people probably have been in that situation. But, you know, just to be here this off season, to be able to go through the program, to be able to go through, the meetings, the installs, and to really sit down and get to learn this offense and what we're trying to do, you know, it's, a much better situation than, you know, showing up here however many days, 8 or 9 days before the first game last year and trying to kind of learn everything on the fly.
Sam, did you feel like at any point last year that you had total control of things, or was it like, I mean, were you kind of, was your head swimming for quite a bit of the year, just trying to catch up and trying to get by?
You know, I think the later we got in the year, the better I felt with it. Obviously, you know, going through, you know, the change that we did kind of halfway through the season, you know, having worked with Pat, having been with Pat before, you know, I think that really helped me just because, you know, we have a really good relationship and I felt like we were able to communicate. And so, you know, towards the end of the year, I felt like I had a pretty good grasp on things.
Sam, would you like to get, if the Vikings are willing to, an extension done this offseason, or are you comfortable going into the season and maybe betting on yourself a little bit more and seeing if you can maximize your value?
It's one of those things. I kind of went through the situation a little bit when I was in Philadelphia, and I try not to think about it too much, just because I don't have a whole lot of control over it. I come in here every day trying to get better, you know, trying to be the best teammate, the best quarterback I can be, and I think that's all, you know, that I can really do, and, you know, I think that's the best way for me to approach it.
Do you know if there's been any discussions between your agent and the Vikings about getting something done yet?
I don't believe so.
Sam, you've been through a number of these. How much of this week is just camaraderie, getting, just kind of having some fun with the guys and getting back together again?
Yeah. I think that's a big part of this whole time of year. Just getting everyone, you know, back together, spending time together, being in the building together. Obviously it's good to get into meetings, you know, and talk ball and kind of get back into it after having a nice break. But, you know, I think, like you said, the biggest part of this is the camaraderie, you know, building those relationship, building those bonds that you can lean on during the season.
And obviously it helps to have that, but could you build those bonds during the regular season, or is it kind of have to happen now?
Obviously I think once you get into the season, you know, hopefully you already have those built. You know, I think that you can always improve upon relationships. I think that you can always build on them. But, you know, I think now, you know, not having, all of our time and effort put into game planning and the task at hand, you know, I think this time of year is great for that, just because, you know, we can put focus on a little more than just the football.
Sam, in some strange way, did what happened to you last year make you a better quarterback? Did you jump into that situation having to learn on the fly? Did you learn something about yourself?
I think I learned a lot about a lot of things last year going through that. But, I think it just makes me grateful to have the opportunity to be here this time of year, you know, to be able to go through the off-season program, and to hopefully prepare myself, as you would in a normal year to get ready to go out there and play.
What are your impressions of the change up front to protect you?
Obviously excited, about all the moves that, you know, they've made. You know, I've got great faith, you know, in Coach Zim and Rick. Obviously, you know, it's still early, but, you know, with everyone we've got in the building right now, I think everyone's excited.
Sam, you didn't have to wait long to get drafted in 2010, but which had to be nice, but was there a lot of pressure associated with that?
I think anytime that, you know, you're a top draft pick, I think there's always pressure. But, you know, I've always said that, you know, I think I put more pressure on myself than anyone on the outside could ever put on me. And I think that, you know, a lot of guys, that's how they handle it. And so, you know, I think it really probably doesn't affect the majority of guys who are picked that high.
How much of the draft do you think you'll be watching? Are you the type of guy that's going to sit down and watch it all, or just?
No.
Any of it?
No, probably not.
Really? Why not?
I'll probably find something a little more fun to do than that.
Sam, you had limited time even around Adrian, and it is a business now. He's with the Saints. what can you say from your perspective when, you know, it is a business about that, but the fans are going to see him Monday Night Football on the other side?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously it's tough. You know, I was only here a year with Adrian, but, you know, obviously he's been a fixture in this building, in this community for a long time. And, you know, I think anytime, you know, someone like that says goodbye, it's tough. You know, it is a business. I hope everyone understands that. But, you know, I think, you know, for the people here who have enjoyed watching him play and have got to watch him do some of the special things that he's done, you know, I think it's always going to be tough watching him play for another team. But, you know, with that being said, you know, we wish him well, and, you know, hopefully he goes down there and, you know, has a great year for them.
Have you gotten to talk to Teddy much?
How's he doing
in your impressions of what's coming along?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, Teddy's been in here with us working. You know, it's been good to see him, you know, just with the team, with the offense out here working. You know, obviously, I'm familiar, you know, with kind of what he's going through right now. And, you know, I know how tough, you know, it can be both physically and mentally, you know, when you're going through the rehab process. So, you know, I just try to encourage him, you know, if he ever needs anything, you know, obviously I'm there for him to just kind of give him advice, things that I learned, you know, going through it twice.
Is there any difficulty in that the Vikings' long-term situation, you know, isn't fully known? I mean, you obviously did a great job, but Teddy Bridgewater's health is up in the air and that kind of stuff.
Not really.
No?
You know, like I said, you know, I can only control the things that I can control, which is coming in here, you know, and working hard and being the player that I know I can be. Other than that, you know, I don't put too much thought into any of that stuff.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Cole.
Yep.
Thank you.